You made my day. We have likely all heard or used the expression, you made my day. Perhaps your coworker handed you a donut and you smiled this morning and said, you made my day. Maybe it is the hard-earned compliment for a long, complex job we completed. Coming from the hard-to-please manager, we might think they made our day with their words of appreciation. A baby smiles at you in the grocery store. The fact is that the donut, compliment, or smile might brighten our day, but God alone made our day. Only Him, God alone. Every single day of our lives was created by God. Have you thanked Him? I mean, really thanked Him? Have you deeply, seriously given heartfelt thanks to God? Not enough? Hardly ever? Live this life without much thanks to God at all? Yet He gave you everything and thought about you pre-birth more than you ever dreamed. Here in this psalm is the proof that God made us and fashioned everything about us long before we drew our first breath. What? Yes, really. You have got to read this, Psalm 139, remember that number. If you haven't thanked Him for that life before and post-birth, you are overdue to thank Him. If you choose to read this first, you might see there are even more reasons for which to thank Him. You made my day. Psalm 139, 1-7. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. These first seven verses of Psalm 139 tell us of the amazing attributes of our God. He knows all about us, our ups and downs, our thoughts, and where we will go in life. He knows when we rest and all that we say and do. God's knowledge is beyond ours to comprehend, but the realization of His power should give us comfort when we are His. Imagine if God was your enemy. As such, the fear of Him, His knowledge, and His ability would intimidate you every moment of your life. The passage continues in verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? There is nowhere that we can go where we can escape the presence of God. Think about that for a moment. While I encourage you to read this psalm in its entirety, we are looking at verses 13 to 16 in this next portion. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. God formed all of my being, all of my organs. God covered me while I was unborn. I acknowledge that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. While I was, quote, made in secret, end quote, before even my mother suspected of her pregnancy, God knew of my existence. God saw my substance while still unformed. God saw what I would look like before I was born. Read on, it is even more powerful. The days that God made for me to live were written in His book before I took my first breath. God knew all the days that He had fashioned for me. He knew the days I was to live. My life was written in God's book before birth. God certainly values life preborn and cares about you. Verse 17, we continue, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God, how great is the sum of them. God's thoughts about us are precious and greater than we can fathom. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 continues, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We ask God to search and know our hearts, to try us and know our fears and any wicked way we might consider. We should all ask that God, the loving Father God, who made us cell by cell and fashioned us preborn, should lead us in his way all of our life to eternity. Only his way for us and for every other living being that he created should be chosen. He made us. Live for him, love him, follow him, thank him for the life he has given you. Value life, value all life. Preborn and newborn and all stages of life to follow are equally valuable. Treasure life. Thank him for it and live it for him.